Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
This is the message that I bring, a message angels fain would sing. O be ye reconciled, thus saith my Lord and King. O be ye reconciled to God.
Reading from Jeremiah chapter 3. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return again to me, saith the Lord. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places. See where thou hast not been lain with. In the ways hast thou sat for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain. And thou hast a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father? Thou art the guide of my youth. Will he reserve his anger for ever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. And then going to verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord,
For I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city, and two of a family, and will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And then verse 22. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. That God is the same today. Let's give thanks that we can come to him through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in prayer. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, he who stated, I am the door, who also stated, I am the way, the truth, the life. We give thanks he is also the good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. We also pray, Father, that we might be so taught that we will be his sheep. As Lord Jesus, thou sayest, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Make us to come to thee. Make us to follow thee. Make us to come back to thee as a nation and all nations. As we have this description here at this time, Jeremiah writing it at least 2,600 years ago. We pray, Father, that we might know that word as it is given here, that we might hear it. We have also been guilty, as they were, of not hearkening to thy word, to the word of the prophets. And we pray that thou would give us ears to hear the words of this prophet, Jeremiah, and others as well, as we can read them and receive them also. We pray, Father, that thou would give us an understanding of this word and of all thy word, that we might rightly divide the word of truth, that we might rightly apply it, that we may not go from one ditch to another, but follow that straight and narrow way that leadeth to life in thee, Lord Jesus. We pray also for the temporal ways and the temporal needs. We pray for those in sickness, those in lonesomeness, those in old age. We pray for the homes that are needed, and especially the broken homes and the children in those homes. We pray for those in hunger, the homeless, the sorrowing, the many needs that there are, the war-torn lands and the awfulness of some who are suffering, loved ones being killed and they being slaves. We pray that those who make those people slaves and who have instigated these wars may realize their lie, and that a terrible lie it is for them and for others, and a dishonor to thee, our Father, in Christ. Amen. We come once again to this writing of Jeremiah, this third chapter, in which we can read sad things of those that Jeremiah was ministering to. He spoke of them as a treacherous people, spoke of them as ways that we just read of, and other things that we read about them. We read that they were more treacherous than their sister, their other 10 tribes. And we read verses that we did not read a little while ago. Verse 8, and I saw for all the causes wherewith backsliding Israel committed adultery, and put her away, and given her a bill of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. As we read this chapter, we have relationships that seem to be both God married to them, they spoken to as a wife, and guilty as a harlot, and also, as we read in the fourth verse, wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father? And then as we read in verse 14, turn, O backsliding children. And then again in verse 22, return, ye backsliding children. The Bible speaks of both ways. We as children of God, joint heirs with Christ. It also speaks of as Christ being the bridegroom and those who believe on him, the bride. So we have these different pictures. They are all types and shadows. Actually, we become a child of God when we receive Christ. We read in John chapter 1, Verse 12, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And it will be equally true, daughters of God, if they believe on his name. Children of God through Christ. Also, we see in natural ways that we are all children of God. Not as some think, all children that all will end well and everybody will be a child of God in the end and be saved. Not in that way, but in a way that we together in nature. Paul describes it well when he spoke to those on Mars Hill, the Athenians, the learned people there, that said they came together for nothing else but to hear of new things. And then when they heard of Paul speaking, they said, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is." And then he said, stood in Mars Hill, where all these learned people were, and he said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For I passed by, and I beheld your devotions to an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." Listen to that again. "Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your poets have said, for we are his offspring." We are all his children by creation. God beginning that work in Adam and Eve. And then through them, his created beings, we all being born, but all by God's decree. As the psalmist said in Psalm 139, "Thou knewest me before I was formed in my mother's womb." And here, as Paul said to these learned Athenians, they were basically unbelievers, and many of them probably remained unbelievers. We read there was a division at the end. It says some mocked, and others said, "We will hear thee again." And then it also we read, "Albeit certain men clave unto him and believed." And that's what generally happens when the word of God is preached. Some believe and some believe not. Those that believe and are baptized will be saved. Those that believe not will be damned. And it is exactly the same today as it was those 1900 and some years ago when Paul spoke, and exactly the same as it was 600 years before that when Jeremiah spoke and wrote. And as we have here in this recording of what he said to the people there before him. "Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my Father? Thou art the guide of my youth." He's calling them to repentance. And as he said later, "Turn, ye backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." Here they were a short time before judgment that would fall. Judgment that would fall severely. And all because they did not heed nor hearken to the voice of God. We can also see those in the church that they are first of all children of the world, or as Paul said to the Ephesians, children of disobedience. when he wrote to the church at Ephesus after they had been established. They believed and were described as chosen by God. And then he stated the way that it unfolded to them. And he described them before that calling, before that repentance, before that faith, and said of them, as we can read in Ephesians chapter 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Sometimes children are just described as a whole group. Here, children of disobedience doesn't mean they were all young. They simply were children of disobedience. Sometimes Christ spoke of children of the devil, of your father, the devil. And children of God can be, as Abraham was, an older man. But we are all, first of all, children of disobedience. And it is in that one God who created the heavens and the earth that we live and move and have our being. We had that when he gave it to us in our mother's womb. We will have it as long as he gives it to us. And as Paul wrote, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Appointed. Your appointment is known by God and will be given by God. You want live shorter? You want live longer? It's God's appointment. And if you don't believe it now, you will find it out in a terrible, terrible way when it takes place. What a wake-up it will be. One man is described as waking up in hell, lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torment. And we may fear that many of these people here that Jeremiah was speaking to, calling them back. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. Many didn't. And some years later, multitudes of them died. Died in such numbers that there wasn't even those to bury them. They just laid out in Jerusalem and throughout the land. God's judgment was so terrible that Daniel said of them, it was almost unspeakable what took place. Numbers of them were carried away to Babylon and kept there. Daniel was among them. And thankfully, he could 70 years later realize also from this same prophet, Jeremiah, that there would be 70 years of desolation. Destruction would come, as Jeremiah said. God told Jeremiah, he told the people, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. We, as those that preach the gospel, may not know when God's judgment would come on us. We don't know, like God said to Jeremiah, the cloud is coming out of the north. Even described the king that would come, Nebuchadnezzar. But here, before that, calling, calling, calling. And we can have the very same call. Think of this. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my Father? Shouldn't every one of us do that in our nation? And I speak particularly to our nation, but I speak to you and other nations as well. Many of you and your nations have had better times. Times of the gospel, especially in England and Europe. Times when Luther nailed his 95 theses. When Luther spoke of justification by faith. When Luther would by faith become a child of God, having been a child by creation, but a disobedient child, children of disobedience. Literally, children of Satan. As Paul says also in that same context, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, the prince of the power of the air, Satan. Yes, by disobedience we become slaves of Satan. And as Christ said, you are of your father, the devil. by unbelief. But still in God's hand, as far as judgment is concerned, as far as giving natural life is concerned. What a terrible thing. A child of God by creation. A child of Satan by choice. Yes, Adam and Eve made that choice. Others do too. And only when God makes the choice of calling us with a call that cannot be resisted. And as Christ said by Isaiah the prophet, and Isaiah said of him, he shall see the travail of his soul. He shall be satisfied. When we think of these people here, how Jeremiah speaks of them, he calls them treacherous Judah, so they feared not, but when played the harlot also. But there was one among them, Daniel, who learned, who believed, who obeyed, and when he was carried away captive, he obeyed there in Babylon, obeyed to the point of praying when there was a law not to pray to anybody but the king. The people had tricked the king to make that law because they knew that that was the only way they could get Daniel in trouble. But Daniel prayed toward Jerusalem. He was caught, thrown in the lion's den. The king was terrible sorry that he made the law. The next morning he went there with some faith and said, Daniel, is your God able to save you from the lions? And Daniel could give answer that God had shut the lions' mouths. That's the God of the Bible. That's the God in whom we move and live. Daniel could live in the face of the lion's den because he was in the hand of God. Whose hand are you in? Are you in the way of unbelief? Not acknowledging the Creator who tells us of that so plainly in Genesis chapter 1? God spoke and it was good. And we teach the lie. Stretch the lie. I used to hear about the world being a few million years old, 16 million, and some said 32, some said 16. Then I hear 5.4 billion. And the last I heard a preacher saying, well, we can believe it's 15 billion years old. Sure, you can believe it, but you're believing a lie, and every liar will go in the lake of fire that doesn't repent. That's why the call is to all of us. It was then. And Paul said in that context that we just read from Mars Hill, God commands all men everywhere to repent. And here, turn ye backsliding children, saith the Lord. The next chapter, chapter 4, if thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. They didn't repent, and they did remove. Some were removed in death. Many, many, many. Four ways: famine, pestilence, the noisome beast, and the sword. And then the remnant was carried away captive. They were removed in that way. But if they would have repented, they could have stayed and been blessed. But they didn't. If we repent, we can ask God for blessing. And you can in every other nation as well. Just think of the nations that knew the preaching of the reformers and where they are today in unbelief. Most not even going to church and hearing the Word of God. And oft times, churches being closed. Other times, churches not preaching the truth as it is in this Word of the Holy God. This is His Word. Jeremiah could say again and again, thus saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. The Lord is speaking from heaven through Jeremiah, to Jeremiah, and then he in turn to them. And over, many times we've considered that phrase, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of many. the Lord of hosts, the Redeemer. And that's what the message is all about here, really, too. He wants them to come back. He wants to redeem them from their evil choices, their evil ways, their sins. And the same call comes to us. The call through Moses, the call through Jeremiah, the call through other prophets, the call through the Gospels, the call from the mouth of Christ. As Paul said, God hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And then after Christ had called Paul, he, stating, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And as we read his message to those learned Athenians, every one of them was told, it is in him that you live and move and have your being. Children, the 19th verse here in this third chapter, but I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou wilt call me my Father and shalt not turn away from me. God can do that, just like he did Paul, who was Saul. Who art thou, Lord? Before that, he breathed out slaughter and threatenings to those who believed in the Lord. And then the Lord spoke from heaven, saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And at the same time made him like a little child, and asking in the end, what wilt thou have me to do? What does God want you to do today? What does he want me to do? Repent. Change our thinking. Our land is terrible in rebellion and pride. Awful. People are just rebelling, burning buildings, ruining, saying they want to be governed. A land of rebellion, how long will it last before God says, enough? Yes, enough. If there's no repentance, that day will come. And our lukewarmness won't help. Because God said through Christ, I would you were hot or cold. Because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. When will that happen to us if we continue in the way we are? And the rest of the world as well. Some of it worse, even in the terrible lies that are believed, that cause the wars among themselves and against others. It's a lie, a terrible lie. Does not come from the God of heaven. Does not come from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is on the throne right now, on the right hand of the Father, waiting till his enemies become his footstool, and they return, like Paul did. Like Daniel, along the way, we don't read the details, but he did. Some words came back to the Lord from being a child of disobedience to a child that could say, Abba, Father, my Father in Christ.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.